hark, 12 4 10, it can't be, sex, hawk, pedwar pemp, 5 feet 3, it must be, 12. White fog bow spans the arch embattled, mark as capsules, the nose of the man who was not like the Nazos, it is self-tinted, wrinkling, rattled, his cap is gorskun, he am gascon too. Ubante optegmine sub vagi, whose mixtures are mobling, so wobbling, befear my remembrance. She exhibit next his Anastashi, she has prayings in loud elf, Zahir green egg brooms, what name blautum tamant is yon who stares, Gogurta, Gogurta, he has becco of wild Hindigan, ho he hat, hornhide, and this now is for you, pensee. The most beautiful of women of the Welchen Wild, she would kids to my vault of my palace, with obsidian lupus, heral in her dove suckling, apagemonite, come not near, black, switch out. Methought as I was dropping asleep, sent apart in none end of worse please, as it was when you and they were we, I heard at 0 hour, as 'twere the peal of vixen's laughter, among midnight's chime, from out the belfry of the cute old speckled church, tolling so faint, a good man true, a knighthood's unseen violet, rendered all animated great British and Irish objects non-viewable to human waters, save 'twere perchance anon some glistery gleam darkling a down surface of a fluvial flow and flow, as again might seem garments of laundry reposing leesward clothes as hand in full expectation. And as I was jogging along in a dream, as dozing I was dwaddling, ara methought, broad tone was heard, and the creepers and the gilders and flivers of the earth bereft, and the dance tongues of the wood fires and the hummers in the ground, all voice ferrated echoating, Sean, Sean, post the post, with a high voice, and oh higher, on high, the deeper and lower, I heard him so, and lo, me scheme somewhat came of the noise, and somehow might a move I'll murk, now 'twas as clump, now mayhap, when look was light, now 'twas as flasher, now more in as the glow, and the unlitness 'twas in very similitude, bless me, 'twas his belted lamp, whom we dreamt was a shadow, sure he's light's eyes the ladder, blessed moments, oh romance, he's going to stay, aye, he who so swayed a will of a wisp before me, hand prop to hand, prompt side to the prose, dressed like an earl in just the correct wear, in a class see Mac freezes or coat of far superior ruggedness, indigo bra, tracked and tramped in an Irish farrier collar, free swinging with Meriswin laces from his shultern and thick welted brogues and him hammered to suit, the Scots most public in climate, iron heels and separable soles, and his jacket of Providence well provided woolies with a soft rolling lisp of a lapel to it, and a great sealing wax buttons, a good helping bigger than the slots for them of 22-carat Krasnopop ski red, and his invulnerable burlap waistcoat and his popular choker, to magnum setting and fort and his loud boheme toy and the maskers over he sported inside a star-spangled zephyr with a decidedly surplus crinky doodle front with his motto through dear life embroidered over it in peas, rice and yeggy yolks of her royal amp for mail or MD hard cash on the nail and the most successfully carried gig of turnips now you ever what a perfect crease how absolutely curse breaking over the ankle and hugging the shoe heel everything the best none other from ah then may the turtle's blessing of God and Mary and Haggis Patrick and Huggis Brigid be some tumbling all over him, other than, and may his 100,000 welcomes, stewed letters relayed, wand, post-chase multiply, have fate and multiply, Sean himself. What a picture primitive! Had I the concordant wise head of Messrs. Gregory and Lyons alongside of Dr. Tarpey's, and I dare say the Reverend Mr. MacDougall's, but I, poor ass, am but as their four-part tinkler's donkey, yet methought Sean, holy messenger angels be uninterruptedly nudging him among and along the winding ways of random ever, Sean in proper person, now nay all the blue-black standing constellations continue to shape his changeable timetable, stood before me, and I pledged you my agricultural word with 160-odd rods and cones of this even's vision, that young fellow looked the stuff, the bell of Bow's Walk, a prime card if ever was, pep. Now, without deceit, it's hardly too much to say he was looking grand, so fired smart, in much more than his usual health, no mistaking that beamish brow. There was one for you that never would nunch with good Duke Humphrey, but would ate through the months without a sign of an error in him, and then otherwise rounding for ale to the lees of Truro. Those Jehovial oi glances, the heart of the rule, had hit the hencoop. He was immense, topping swell, for he was, after having a great time of it, 24 hours every moment, mattress, malt side, in a porterhouse, scut frank, if you want to know, St. Lozenges of Tools. The wheel of fortune, leave your clubs in the hall and waiting yourself. No clucks for walnut ketchups, Lazenbys and chutney gossips. The house, the once queen of Bristol and Balruthery, twice admired, because her front door looked up Dacen Street, wherein the side of lovely eyes, while his knives of heart made havoc, he had recruited his strength by meals of spadefuls of mounded food, in anticipation of the face of table napkins constituting his three-party principal meals, plus a collation, his breakfast of first, a blesses of blood and thirsty orange, next the house half a pint of bacon with newled gogs and a segment of rice plummy padding, met of sunder sugar and some cool forsaken steak, Peter fried from the battle black night or flown them without prejudice to vegetables, came along merendily his stockpot dinner of half a pound of round steak, very rare, Blong's Bless from Port Arlington's butchery, with a slide of ricey peasy and Cockshire a la melange and bacon with a little marplitch, a pair of chops and thrown in from the silver grid by the proprietress of the roastery who lives on the hill, and galush gravy and pepper-nickel to wallop up, and a gorgy bully onion, margatier, margaraster, condottier, as well as with second course, and then finally after his avalanche o'clock snack at Apple Rest or Kitsy Brayton's of saddlebag steak, and her bother him with her old Phoenix porter, just to Gwenna's whistle, and Pratie's sweet and Irish too, and mock gurgle to whistle his way through for the swelling swip by swip, and he getting his tongue around it, and Boland's both broken into the bargain, to his regret, his soupe avec nitcap, vit lucite carousel, consistent with second course iron bacon, the rich up with broad beans, hig, steak, hag, pepper, the diamond bone, hotted up tip-tom, and while 'twas after that, he scoffed a drakeling snugly, stuff following cold loin of veal, more cabbage, and in their green free stare, a clister of peas, suppositively petty last pièce, but a finger hot of rye ever to give the packs come spirit to dryly thankful, burred and dulce, and tipperly jam, all free of charge, amam, and the best of wine avec, for his heart was as big as himself, so it was, I am bigger, while the loaves are a flooring of the Nactingale jugs, all St. Julian's of Berry, hurrah there for Toby's, Mabs of Fane, brown pride of our custard house key, amiable with repastful, cheer us graciously, cheer us, ever of thee, Annie Lynch, deeply dreaming, Hosanna, tea is the highest for all langs, eternite, thus thicker will he grow now, grow new, and better on butter and butter, at the sign of Mestres van Hungrig. However, mind you, knuckling down to nourritures, where they menuly some ham and jaffers, and I don't mean to make the ingestion for the moment that he was gullibly of gullible gluttony as regards chewing baltables, but beastings be beastings, and upon the whole, when not off his oats given, pre-love appetite and post-love price in good coop, good cheap, where a termidor oxter floreal may, while the whistling prairial roysters play, between gormandizing and gourmeteering, he grubbed his tuck all right, dear smoregos, every time he was for doing dirt to a meal or felt like a bot of arty lawn, a wrong wit, a smag of a leck, a bis of a well-dressed tartar, though his net entrance weighed naught but a fly-blow to his gross and gans after Dupois, and he was so jarvy jaunty with a romp of a schoolgirl's completion sitting pretty over his Oyster Monday print face, and he was plainly out on the ramp and mash, as you might say, for he spoke, overture and beginners. When, lo, wish o' wish, me saw, me streamed as the green to the red was flown through depths of darkness green grown deeper, I heard a voice, the voice of Sean, vote of the Irish, voice from afar, and certain opura puer palestrine, error chanted panangelical mid the clouds of two es petras, not Michaeline Kelly, not Mauro Mario, and sure what more numeros italicus ever raw sucked frisch of in urinal, a breeze to Yverzone, or the brozozozoing sea, from Inchiquila called the way how it's aspired, more pork, to scented nightlife as lofty as the lofty Markinimas, from Clifton Sow open tireless secrets, mauve port, to Nova Scotia's listing sister ones, jube jube, his hand palm lifted, his hand shell cupped, his hand sign pointed, his hand heart mated, his hand axe risen, his hand leaf fallen, helpsome hand that almost heals, what is het holy, it jested and it said, Allo, alas, Aladdin, Amobus. Does she like soft foul meal dressed downs? Sean yawned as his general address rehearsal. That was anti-purple previously days. Pigeons in a pie with rough dough for the carrier and the hash sale of overgestern plots. This Tuesday's champion is his head with the memories of past and hicknocks of the present, embellishing the musts of the future from Mitchell Rooney's band, addressing himself ex-alto and complaining with vocal discontent. It was so close as the fact the rag was up, and of the briefs and bill passes a houseful of deadheads of him to dye his petticoats, to mourn his Heston most daring, his board and the swelth of his fate, as having moistened his mandicators upon the quiet and scooping molars, and grinders clean with his two forefingers, he sank his hunk... Down at to rest at once, exhaust his winded hair, utterly spent, was all he could do. Disgusted with himself that the combined weight of his tons of isles was 100 men's mass too much from. Upon the native heat he loved, covered knee-high with virgin bush, for who were erst trod sod of Erin could ever sleep off the turf. Well, I'm liberal dish, seeing myself in this trim. How all too unworldly am I, a mere male man of peace, a poor loused haste-tater of the first degree, the Principat of Candia, no legs and a tittle, for such eminence, or unpro-promenade rather, to be much more exact, as to the bearer extraordinary of these posts too many missive on his majesty's service, while me and yous and them were extending us after the passion of repulsiveness. Way is me, yea is yea. I the might have been Mercani, which bit his mirt too early or met his birth too late. It should have been my other with his like name, for he's the head and I'm an ever devoting friend of his. I can seize to mirror in Tuesdays of year, when we love wolves of succare, those semble Simon Pumpkill Pimeneers. We shared the twin chamber and we winked on the one wench, and what sim sup to dee I'll weave to morry, for twill be I've hopes of Sam Dizier's feats. Tune in, tune on, old tie, hi, hi, hi. I'm twine owl glass. Behold, he looks rather thin, imitating me. I'm very fond of that other of mine, Fish Hands McSorley, Eileen, Obsequies, Bonsai, Isaac Egarizas, where the music hall pair that won the swimmies, bladders of the Guinness Gala, and Baden Ivy. I ought not to laugh with him on this stage, but he's such a game loser. I lift my disc to him, brass and reeds, brace and ready. How is your napper handy, and how now does she stand? First he was living to feel what the eldest daughter she was pansing, and last he was dying to know what old Madre Patrick does be up to. Take this John Lanes in your toasting first, shanty and shanty and shanty again, and 12 Colinda Moons. I am no hill to worship her, but I revere her for my own cone. She last studied Piscus Vendler, your grace, foot drunk of wool numb. But Gemini, he's looking frightfully thin. I heard the man she shang in the party bay. Down among the dustbin let him lie. Ear, ear, not aye, aye, aye. For I'm at the heart of it, and I cannot on my solemn merits, as a recidivist I recollect, ever having done of anything of the kind to deserve of such. Not by force of a nation, nor by a long trollop, I just didn't have the time to, St. Anthony guide. But have we until now ever besought you, dear Sean? We remembered who it was, goodbye, to begin with, who out of symphony gave you the permit. Goodbye now, Sean replied, with a voice pure as a church mode, an echo right dainty, with a good Catholic tug, and as Kokomo's candylock, a foretaste in time of his cabbage's brains, curly flower. Atia caro, comis tarodski, sing your more, o mio. Greet thee good. How are their Columbuses? Lard have mustered on them. Fatiguing, very fatiguing. Hobo's horned knees and the curvature of my spine. Poor mer me. My heaviest crux and dairy lot it is, with a bed as hard as the tinker muddled of the Greeks, and a board as bare as a Roman altar. I'm off to rabbited kitchens and relief porridges. Not later than a very few fortnights since I was meeting the thinker's dam with a pair of men out of a glass house, whom I shuffle band with named MacBlacks. I think their names is MacBlakes, from the head fire champ. And they're improving me and making me bleak. No 5-hour factory life with insufficient emollient and industrial disabled for them that day, or gratis. I've the highest gratification by announcing how I have it from hoo-hoo, but Hagios done Aquila's prophecies. After suns and moons, dews and wettings, thunders and fires, come sub-attack. Salvitur palum balando, until vido. Adi. Then we explain salviatur, ambly andy, you possibly might be so by order. Forgive me. Sean repeated from his liquid lips, not what I want to do a strike of work, but it was condemned on me primitially by hierarch books and chief of versor cooks in their Eusebian concordant homilies, and there does be a power coming over me that is put upon me from on high out of the book of breedings, and so it is becoming hereditary. I have of coerce nothing in view to look forward at, unless it is swan and beating the blind quarters out of my old fellows, or logium, or los solorium, a bad attack of maggot it feels like. 'Tis trope custodian said. Also might I say of myself, while keeping out of crime, I'm now becoming about fed up, be going circulating about them new hikers' highways like them nameless souled, irked and scorned and grizzled all over, till it's rusty October in this bleak forest, and was verbally compulsed by thinking of the crater of some noted volcano, or of the Dublin River, or the Catchalot Trout subsidiary as a way out to isolate I from my multiple mess on the spits of Lumbage Island, or bury myself clogs, cool cellar and all, deep in my wine upon Pontine, unless Morrissey's cold could help me, or the gander maybe at 49. Is it a tide fish? So it is. This pig stomach business, and where on earth are in the miraculous metal of this expending universe to turn since it came into my hands? I'm hopeless, of course, we're doing anything concerning. We expect you are honest, John. We agreed, but from franking machines, Limerick, that in the end it may well turn out, we hear to be you, our belated, who will bear these open letter. Speak to us of Emilia. As Sean replied patly with toothpickle tack too, and the down of his dampers too, that I have gunpowder, and by the Benson of Barb, that is a lock to say with everything, my beloved. Would you mind telling us, Sean, honey, beg little, beg more, boy, we propose to such a dear youth, where mostly are you able to work? Ah, you might, whimper and we shall. Here, Sean replied, while he was fondling one of his coheel cuffs, there's no Sabbath for nomads. And I mostly was able to walk, being too soft for work proper, 60-odd Irish miles a week, between 3 masses a morn and 2 chaplets at eve. I was always telling those pederidiasts, my answerers, top Sid and Hucky now, and its various chalk as the thieves' recension, how it was foretold for me my brevet for my vacation in life, while possessing stout legs to be disbarred after holy orders from unnecessary servile work of reckless walking of all sorts for the relics of my time, for otherwise by my so douching I would get into a blame there where sibs fall out, excelsior tips the best. Week stop, work stop, walk stop, walk. Go down this island, one house deep then. Then go to other island, two house sleep there, then catch one nightmare, then home to drearies. Never back a woman you defend, never get quit of a friend on whom you depend, never make face to a foe till he's rife, and never get stuck to another man's pipe. Amen, Ptah. His hungry will be done, on the continent as in Eronasia, but believe me in my simplicity, I'm awful good, I believe so I am, at the root of me, praise be right cheek discipline, and I can now truthfully declare it before my gaieties pantocreator, with my flesh-fettered pams on the epistles of the apostles, that I do reasonable or best to recite my grocery beans from mummy mit dummy, mot mutter mat bonza regular, genuflections enclosed, hec dem of my, thou thou beest on the hummock, yep, ye dog, for your daggly broth, hey, Maria and glorious Patrick, etc. In fact, always have I believed, credo, here's me tongue. And is it the full suit of a tarabud? Yet 1 minute's observation, dear dogmestic Sean, as we point out how you have while away painted our town a wearing green riding hood. Oh, murder mirror, how did you hear? Sean replied, smiling the illy way up his lamp sleeve. It just seemed the natural thing to do, so shy of light was he then. Well, so be it, the gloom had raised her lump is love, and I will confess to have, yes, your Dionysus is an honest man. Tribador I did, Inditi I did, Ole I did, down with the southern roofs, and I'm afraid it wouldn't be my first coat's wasting after striding on the vampire and blazing on the foco, see, blazing on the foco, as see, blazing upon the foe, like the regular red shank I am, impregnable as the mule himself. Somebody may perhaps hint at the outer impression of I was wrong, no such a thing. You never made a more fretful mistake. Excuse yourself. What's pork to you means meat to me, while you behold now I beheld. But it's grandiose by my ways of thinking from the prophecies. New worlds for all, and they were scotographically arranged for gentlemen only by a scripture in who found land, who finds he's a relative. And it was with my extrovert Davy, like glue be through, my heart's day or night, tom tom pium. How melodious is thy bell chant, O songbird, and how exquisite thine after draught. Businate dinemina, tuba insigni voluminitatis tue. But do you mean, O Pojdin Pun, from Pontof Belik till the Kissel Merchant, our leaden trits will be, we gather substantively, whether furniture, wood, or verdure varnish? It is a confounded invective, so to say, Sean, the fiery boy shouted, naturally incensed, as he shook the red pepper out of his auricles. And another time, please confine your glaring insinuations to some other mortal body. What in the physic of this furnace planet would I be doing beside your virtues? That is more than I can fix for the time being, anyway. So allow me know you kindly drop that angry man. That's not French pastry. You can take it from me. Understand me when I tell you, and I will ask you not to whisper, cry, golden, or quote me back, that under the past personal's office, so deeply deplored by my erstwhile elder friend, Miss Enders, postmistress and gay receiver ever, for in particular to the Scotty Poor Men's Thousand Callan Cow Society, I was thinking of her in store, I'll be they blessed with 22,000 sorters out of the biggest possible 21,000, mines one too much privet stationery, and safety quip who was ate up largely by those nettlesome goats out of pension greed. Colpo di becco, buon apartita. Proceeding, I will say, it is also one of my avowal intentions at some time, peace pod plus mirthers of gout, when I'm not prepared to say, so after my pen is up to scratch, to compound quite the makings of a verdigris savings book in the form of a pair of capri sheep boxes and gloves surrounding this matter on the Wells for Sale Musketeers and their Cindy Buck that saved the city for my publicers Nolan and Brown, Nickel Hopstout, Chris Cross, so long as thanks to force of destiny my salary as a pay Celt is prepared and there's a peg under me and there is a tum till me. To the very honourable, the memory of disgrace, the most noble, sometimes sweep yard at the service of the writer, salutem dicent. The just defunct Mr. Sanders, who, the Lloyd insure here, I was shift and chef to, with her Chester Miss Shunders, both medical doctors from the high school horse, and as like as Easter legs. She was the niceliest person of a well-teached non-party woman that I was ever acquired with, only too fat and to babies and totty dean verbish, that is her enterment and dags, for she shook the bottle and took the meds clean all days a day. She was well under 90, poor late missus, and had taste of the poetics, me having stood the pilgar like a fresh at sea, when the moon also was standing in a corner of Sweet Anderson, my ski. P.L.M. Mavravan Anderson was her who gave me a mutton broach, starkest for her be of first party. Honour thy farmer and my litters. This, my tears, my last will and testicle, wrote orphans true for it, about their absent female associations, which I, or perhaps or any other person, what squatting atop it. Have the honour to hide upon their polite sufficins in the real presence of devoted Miss Grambley, when her skin was exposed to the air. Oh, what must the grief of my mun be for two little coolies, where 10,000, 20,000 quad her witness with boat Metalmas wishes to perpet for next match from their dearly beloved Rogers M.D.D.O.D.? May Dublin drop of drought, writing, absolutely kidding you are together with your cadenas and goat long nose, how we shall compete that white paper, truvenus test, bigger stiff, quare but gown, be truce and whole truce. Otherwise, Frank Shawn, we pursued, what would be the autobiography of your soft-bodied femiform? Hurry a most, none, whomsoever, Shawn replied. Heavenly, blank, he didn't intend it, and was peering now rather close to the pace of his rubbly winkling, though it ought to be more or less rock, wakar, romantical. By the way, how is Mr. Fry? All of it, I might say, in ex voto pay and perks, and wouldn't have penned some rhino rhine or joyous rhine, was handled over spontaneously by me, and bundled end to my ill wishers, Miss Andrews. She wore her rate of runes the night she lost I left, in the ling name of Mr. Van Houten of Treadcastles, Clan Tolkien, Trimbraman, among my prodigious nabobs and navvies of every subscription entitled of one the busker, our evicted tenements. What I say is, and I'm known or hern or collect, permit me to tell you, if uninformed, I never spent it, nor have I the guest of a nation of me the way to it. It is my rule so. It went anyway like a potter gebake. And this brings me to my fresh point. Quoniam, I am as plain as portable enveloped in how much you will now probably receive care of one mosey year gunnesses registered under to her sparrows. Quick, take em whithaft and drain it now. Soviet, we responded, song, Sean song, have mood. Hold fort. I apologize, Sean began, but I'd rather spinoze you from the grim jest of Jacko and Aesop, fable one, fable two. Let us here consider the causes, my dear little cooses. Hussin to hassin to caffin to coffin to tussin tossin dam and cosa hooga cosa go big sato ex bishl besh kash car correct. Of the aunt and the Grace Hopper. The Grace Hopper was always jigging a jog, hoppy on account of his joy city. He had a partner pair of fintel stills to supplant him, or if not, he was always making ungraceful overtures to Flo and Loose and Benny and Vest Patilla to play Papa Papa and Pulisi Pulisi and Lang Tenors and Pushy Pippy Giddy Dum, and to commence insects with him, three mouthparts to his orifice and his gambols to their airy processes, even if only in chaste domain the everlistings behold a waspering pot. He would, of course, maliciously, by his four feelers, flexors, contractors, depressors and extensors, lamely harry me, marry me, bury me, buy me, till he was puce for shame, and all of firmish her and spinner's hosiery at the earth best shop and whore, so summary as his cottage, which was called for millerary ting summing ting, groped up, or if he was always striking up funny funerals with best of father Zutz, the aged one, with all his wig-eared corollas, albidinous and old buoyant, inside his electrical worm casket, and Dahelian peonia, his drooping nymphs bewheedling him, compound eyes and horny to his head, and old Letty Plussy boots the scratches cacumen, and cackle his tramsiters, Diva Deborah, seven balls of sapo, a lick of lime, two spurts of phosphor, three spurts of sulphur, shake of schlauch, a dozen grains of bigness, and a messful of mid-cap pitchies, the wool of the while, and the wheel of the whirl, and the boo-boo from Barnium has thus come to town, and with tambourines and canteridets, so turning around his eggs hill rock coats, their dance macaper in retrophobia beck from bulk, like fantastic disgust and jenny apples to the ra-ra-the-ra-the-ra-the-ra, langsome heels and langsome toesies, attended to by mutter and duffer, duff mat, baxing march, and a millimittens of psollers singing, satyrs coldly laid, nice and hornbly, dumply sod we a while, but ho time, Tim again, wake. For if scientium what's what can mute and snort a thought about the great somebody within the omnibus, perhaps an arts accord hoot hoots might sing him's tum-tim about the little newbodies that ring his panch, a high old tide for the bar-heated publics, and the whole day is gratis, fodder and lighting for Alleluti and Ephili in a fog, for Ocronione lags a-crumbling in the sands, but his sun still tumble on, a-retting above ground as his book of breathing spread him, so as every why sham or shunner, zimilinaling till kick time. Gracious me and scarf my soul, what a bagateller it is, libellulus, in zenzarity, poop, schlap, pshtu, what a sight for the gods, ventured the aunt, who, not being a summer fool, was thoughtfully making chilly spaces at his fex in front of the isinglass of his windhame, which was called antitopically Nix Nix and Nix. We shall not come to party at that lopsy, decided possibly, for he is not on our social list, nor to Baz Burial neither, Tonslockert. This old boar's yara belongs as there's a cool and a cat. Nerfin says, when he'd safely looked up his ovipository, he loffed hails and prayed, may he me no void o' water. Seek it hat up, nay, may, no he me tile peck shed on. Suck it hot up, as broad as Beppy's realm shall flourish, my rain shall flourish, as high as Heppy's hem shall flourish, my hain shall hurish, shall grow, shall flourish, shall hurish. Hum, hum. The aunt was a welt old fellow, round me bult and able boobied, by near so altitudinous, we a shelling and copfers. He was sair solemn and charming looking, when he was not making spaces in his psyche, but louse, when he were making spaces on his ike, he were mush most secret and maravilling wise charming looking. Now whim the silly billy of a grace hopper had jingled through a jungle of love and depths and jangled through a jumble of life and doubts afterwards, wetting with his bimble beaks, jerking with knot and sets, bilking with jerry dunglex, and whoring after lady birdies, ich nemon diagoleganate oikon. He fell joust as sick as a sexton and tantu povero quanta church prince, and where the minges to wend himself or vouch to search for grub for his corapus, or to find a hopses, a lick he was snit, brook o' dry, fuck o' spint, sultimatos bar, and volumundo ozi vide vide, nix nix and nix, not one pick o' peck of musk o' money to bag a tittle bits of bee bread. Yo mio, cricks corbicule, which applied, o my bog, he contributed to it melancholy. May blizzard him, sluggard, I am heartily hungry. He'd eaten all the while paper, swallowed the lustrous, devoured 40 flights of steer keeses, shooed up all the menses and seckles, wrung the records, made munballs of the ephemerides, and vores used most gluttonies with the very time, place, and the ternitory, not too dusty cicada of nutriment for a chitten as chips almighty. But when Chrysalimus was on the bare branches, off he went from ting some ingeting. He took a round stroll, and he took a stroll round, and he took a round stroll again, till the griddies in his head and the liveness in his hair made him thought he had the toss. Had he twicycled the seas of the deeds and traversed the revermer? Was he come to have with angles or gone to hull with the pop? The June snows was flocking and took flues under hagelstrums, millepades of it, and myriopods, and the lugly whizzling tornadoes, the borea yellers, a blower blasting into eagle hoots up to tetties and rutching sleets off the copfy houses, playing Ragnar Rock, Ragnar Rec, with the irritant penetrant, symphonstrous fuck grouse up, the grasshopper, who though blind as a bat flea, yet knew not a little beetle, his good smettling of entomology, apneys and timost, louse no license, but promptly tossed himself from the vico, plit and pither, on top of his buzzard, teasily wondering whether it would be his luck a light or boss of both the peas, and the next time he make the acquaintance of the aunt after they have met themselves, these musical ensembles, it shall be mighty lucky if he will be held not a world of difference, be hailed as gross the aunt, postravendrous upon his throne, in his Babylonian babushiks, smoking a spatial burnt of Hosanna sigils, with unshrinkable far falling from his unthinkables, swarming of himself in his sunny room, sated before his comfort. Philosophy of a plate of monkey noose and a confusion of mind, for he was a conformist, acidus, and Aristoteller, as happy as a wunny sucker, a basker boy, or a libido with flow, biting his leg tie and loosely lugging his left leg, and beanie bussing him under the bonnet and Vespalia, blowing cosy fond tooties up the ala broad length of the large of his smalls, as intimate could pinchably be, Emmet and Demet and be Jilts's craze and be Jace's whipped, sneeze the grasshopper a grip with pitulency, and at his riddle's ends, what have I foresight? The aunt, the true and perfect host, despite her spine, was making the greatest pass a body could with his queen's lay swinging. For he was spizzing all over him like tingle many a thing in former collation, boundlessly blissful in the allever habit of Horus. He was amazing himself, usually a crab bound in mariposa, chasing flow out of charity and tickling loose, I hope to, and tackling beany faith as well, and jucking Vespatilla juckly by the chimich. Never did Dawson or Dus Hannigan dance it with more devilry. The very pathetic image of the impossible grasshopper on his otter cup in the mire, after his trice ephemeral journey, sans mantis ne shushu, feather weighted animal, actually and presumptively sanctifying chronic despair. Was sufficiently in public who much for his chorus of gravitators. Let him be art alone the weeps with his parasites, peeling off, and I'll be high free the cracker ciders, flunky footle for loud foul, writing off his phony, but Conte Carmi makes the melody that mints the money, at Maiorum Melesti, Divi Gloriam, a darkener of the threshold, Herus, Aremis, capsizer of his antboat, Sechetredit from evil it is, lord of loaves and among it dead. Be it, so be it, thou who thou art, the fleet to spindthrift. Infang thee of mine weed height, haro, the thing pleased him ant and ant. He larved aunt, he larved, and he merred such a mosses. The grasshopper feared he would misplace his forces. "I forgive you, Gontan," said the grasshopper, weeping. "For the sooks of the sakes, you are safe in whose keeping? Teach Flo and Luxpalcus, shall be in his first suite, and be sure of Vespertalia finds fat ones to heed. As I once paid the piper, I must not pay the count. So send it to Mahamerelis, and Mahabit to your mount. Let who likes lamp above so, what flies be a fullen? I should not feel maragruggy if this was a prompollen. I pick up your reproof, the horse gives of a friend, for the prize of your save is the price of my spend. Can cast horse pull out a kiss, if old Pollux forsake him, or Culex Filecci, if Pilux don't wake him? A locus to loo, a termit to embarrass, these twains of the twins, that tick home of vulgaris, how aquilone, not winged, to go, swife, since the wife we wear in as far as the rubrife, and that accent man not beseek it where story ends, since long-suffering sighs sought heart-cease for the Rorians. We are waste not with want, pre-condemned two and two, till Nolans go volans, and Brunei's come blue, where those gid flirts now gadding, you quit your mocks for my gropes, and extends my simple, and elapse must elopes. Oh, my tech-tucks take stock, tink-tacked, and ails wheel, and I view by your far-look, hail yourself to my heel. Part you prize my thin winds, while my blink-points unbroken on, your holes wear carpets, with trout's tighty-tight token on. Me in risible universe, you already help find, such oxtrail be furnace, meet so veal behind. Your feats are enormous, your volumes immense, may the graces I hope for sing your antship song sense. Your genesis worldwide, your spaces sublime, but holy Salt Martin, why can't you beat time? In the name of the former, and of the latter, and of their holocaust, all men. Now, how good you are in exposition, how far-flung is your folk-lawyer, and how well-tingling your vocabulary. Qui vive esperanto, quo more, contanto. O Feibler, O Flip, you of that wonder fogel well within, it falls easily upon the aeropin, and goes down the friskly shortiest like treacling tum-tim with its ting-ting-tackle, the blarniest blather in all Cornwall. But could you, of course, decent lexicon, we knew, to change your name of not your nation, while still in the barrel read the strange rote angliptics of those Shem letters patent for his Christian's M. Greek, hand it to me, Sean replied, plausibly pointing to the cinnamon quistoquil behind his acustrolobe. I'm as after dusk nobly Roman as Pope and water could christen me. Look at that for a rinding pin. I am, things sing larynx, letter potent to play the sem backwards, like Oscan wild, or in shunt purse transluding from the Ottoman, or off the toptic, or anything off the types of my fingers, in the draught, or with buttles, with my eyes thick shut and all. But alas, it's harrow brew bad on the corns and calluses. As far as that goes, I associate myself with your remark, just now from that Teodicere furlough in notepaper, and quite agree in your prescriptions, for indeed I am Pegay, in juxtaposition to say it is not a nice production, it is a pinch of scribble, not worth a bottle of cabis, overdrawn, perfectly awful tosh, besides it's auctionable, all about crime and libel, nothing beyond clerical horrors at omnibus to be entered for the foreign a second-class matter. The fullest filth ever fired since Charlie Lucan's flummery is what I would call it, if you were to ask me to put it on a single dimension, what pronounced opinions I might possibly orably have about them bacchuses of trash, which the mother and Mr. Unmentioned or breed not his same, has reduced to writing without making news out of my sooty nem. What she slipped under her couchman, and where he made a cat with a peep, how they wore two madges on the maker water, and why there were three fillers in the suburbs. Then he hawks his hand-mud figures from fancies to fritzies down in the cooking. Fizzes me mother, and hers me father, both Betty Pham and Pig Pike. Their live tree may it flourish by their ectotaph, let it stain. What bals and bal, bimbi, swarming tilltop. Combien, combien. Fee-feel, fee-feel, and the Duchess dying laughing at his pond-deck debark, and all the mound reared, till he wot not what to begin his shoal. An infant sailing eggshells on the floor of a wet day would have more sabby. Letter, carried of Sean, son of Heck, written of Shem, brother of Sean, uttered for Alp, mother of Shem, for Heck, father of Sean, initial Guy, gone, 29, hardware saint, landed till alone, Volia Oha clear, 31st of January, 1132 A.D., here commerce's anvil, tied opposite house, 13 Fitzgibbons, loco dangerous, tax ninepence, B.L. Guineas, Esquire, L.B., not known at 132A, 12 North Richmond, knave and lodgeable, loved Noah's dress, sin, jetty pierce, noon sick parson, 92 Windsor, ave, no such no, veil, fins hot, eggs bell from 1 and 10 and 14 pence, pull down, Fairview, opened by mistake, 965, night and pleasant, sexed with shouted sight, Rossfloss, fit done up and be satisfied, Mr. Donal O'Dominally, QV, 8 Royal Terrors, none so straight, shutter up, dining with the Danes, removed to Philip Burke's, at sea, DED, place sent on, Clontarf, Father Jacob, Rice Factor, 3 Castle Woos, PV, arrested, JP converted to hospitalism, the march past of civilization, once Bank of Ireland's return to City Arms, 2 Milch broke, wrongly spilled, Tramcondras, now Banks of England, drowned in the Laffey. Here the Reverend Adam found litter, Schauen geschotten, 7 Street Pits, since Cabrank, seized of the crown. Well, Sir Arthur, by Peterson's matches, unto his promised hands, blown up last Lemmas by Orchard Lodge, search unclaimed mail, house condemned by Ed Diley's, back in few minutes, closet for reapers, 60 Shelburne, key at Kate's, kiss, Isaac Butts, poor man, delicious arson, caught, missing, justicated, keenly forward, Abraham Badley's king, Park Bogey, salved, already buried, hollow and envy, deserted, overweighed, understrumped, back to the P.O. care of, owns nose, mo, to let, to be soiled, cohabited by unfortunates, lost of license, his boof too, is frozen over, X, Y, and Z, limited, destined tears, A, B, ab, sender, Boston, Mass, 31 June, 1312 B.D., raised, lawyered, vacant mind, here's the bailiff, step out of the hole of that, ear weaker, with your bloody big bristle, bung, stop, come, bum, stop, came, baked to old Aaron, stop, kind Sean, we all requested, much as we hate to say it, but since you rose to the use of money, have you not, without suggestion for an instant, millions of moods used up slang which ton times as words as the pen marks used out in Sinscript with such hesitancy by your celebrated brother, excuse me not to mentioning him. Celebrated, Sean replied under the shelter of his broguish, vigorously rubbing his magic lantern to a glow of full consciousness. Hesitancy, your words grates on my ears. Notorious, I rather would feel inclined to myself in the first place to describe Mr. O'Shem, the draper, with before letter, as should I be accentually called upon for diagnosis to pass my opinions properly spewing into impulsory arlets. But I would not care to be so unfruitful to my own part as to swear for the moment positively as to the views of Denmark. No, sir. But let me say my every belief before my high gee is that I much doubt of it. I've no room for that fellow in my fag roaster. I just can't. As I hardly learned from Reuters and Havers through Gilligan's Maypoles in a nice pathetic notice, he, the pixilated dauntler, is on his last with illegible clericaments, boasting always of his ruddy complexions. She, the mammy far, was put up to it by him, the iniquity that ought to be depraved of his libertines, to be silenced, sackcloth and suspended, and placed in irons into some drapery institution of the anti-poppies for word-sharping, only if he was clamver enough to pass the panel fleischers and the field post censor. Gotch, for that's a full-blown fact and well celebrated before the four divorce courts and all the king's paunches, how he has the solitary from seeing Scotch snakes and has a low sense for his production of consumption and dalicky syphilos of his back premises where he can purge his contempt and degenerate into a skeleton, bethinking himself to death. Rot him, flannel feet, flatty row. I will describe you in a word. Thou, I beg your pardon, homo, then putting his bedfellow on me, likened to Mike and Nick onto post, the crinimen. I'll give it to him for that, making the lobber change his tops, as we say in the long book. Is he on whose keeping, or am I? Obnoximous posthumous, with his unique hornbook and his prince of the pauper's pride blundering all over the two worlds. If he waits to lie by him a muscleman's present, who knows half-cousin of mine, pigdish, nor wants to, I'd famish with the quitches first, ahem. May we petition you, Sean Illustrious, then, to put his prentice pride in your proper purse, and to unravel in your own sweet way with words of style to your every and most obsequent we suggested, with yet an Aesop's foible as to how... Well, it is partly my own, isn't it? And you may, ought, and welcome, Sean replied, taking at the same time as his hunger got the bitter of him, a hearty bite out of the honeycomb of his braham and a mellow's edible hat, Tyrone, Tryon, and Triune, and Vuncum. Sure, I tunkum, you knew all about that, honorary causes, though telemonitory channels long ago. Sure, that's as old as the batten bees of St. Dominic's, and as commonplace now to Alice Publos and Bunkmas Nelson, his Trifulgarus pillar. However, let me see, do Beerman's Bluff was what begun it, old Knoll and his borrowing, and then the Lillians of the Veldt, Nancy Nickies and Folletta La Jambe, then Mem and Hem and the Jack Jack, all about Wisher and writing his name from it. I regret to announce, after laying out his literary bed, for 2 days she kept squealing down for noisy briars and bawling out to her Jamie Mockfarson and Schemish like a mouther of the Incas with a garrilasohum animus, pinched her tights and about the bolt with the Mark Share Parawig and his loyal divorces when he firaxiously shed overs in alimony to sit all the tell of the tud with the burig of his and backclack and him their cribibber like an ambistrickster aspiring like the deacons, faster sloped in the entrance to a poltron chair with a sixth finger between his cat's eye and the index making his pilgrimage of child horrid, engrossing to his ganderpan with the idle glossary he invented under Hick's hyssop. Hock, Ichick gave him that tuck, imitator, and it was entirely tech later to blame. Does he drink because I'm sorry there shall be no more Cates and Nells? If you see him, it took place there. It was given me, thank the bench, to assist with the whole thing, big special chancery license. As often as I think of that unbloody housewarmer, Shem Scrivenich, always cutting my prose to please his phrase, but gorra, I declare I get the joy. Be me punting his reflection, he'd begin his big rough fright in muddierous ribbles. Digitator, grunstiger, swaff beef. You know he's peculiar, that ex-chicken, with the smell of old woman off him, to suck nothing of his switch dupes. M.D. made his ante-mortem for him. He was grey at three like Cygnus the swan when he made his boot to the public and barnacled up to the eyes when he repented after seven. The alum the winter's on his top is the stale of the straw that will soar when he stambles till the hag of the comb rapes the pad off his lock. He was down with the whooping laugh at the age of the loss of reason, the whooping first time he pre-diseased me. He's weird, I tell you. And me devil down to his vegetable soul. Never mind his falls, feet and his tan-bar complexion. That's why he was forbidden to mate and was warmed off the rice course of marimony under the helpless corpse's enactment. I'm not at all surprised the same kicked him, whereby the summon taken Berkeley showed the reason generously. Negas, negasti, negertop, negerto, negertoby, negrunter. Then he was purchased out of Tingham Muddy School by Miss Gartett for itching. Then he caught the Europicolas and went into the Society of Juices with Brother Cahill's and Franz Czechs and Brother Psitz and Bratslavos. One temp when he foiled to be killed, the freak wanted to put his bilingual head intentionally through the Ickes Thames and go and join the clerisy as a Dominican Skye Terrier, throwing dust in the eyes of the hooly farmers. He used to be avowed as he ought to be, Wittendist. For once I squeak by twist, I'll squelch him. Then he went to Cecilia's Street on a solo to pick up Galen, a bestopolis, Ickenpot. He has incost in the blood, Shim. I've the utmost contempt for him. Prosbitten, cornchy, Tiberius waiting on you, Aristocrank, Chaka, Seagull, Ticket, Gatubias and Gabianos. Go o'er the sea, hate them from me, and leave your liberty TCD. Your pudding is cooked, you're served, crammy, faithfully yurt, X, 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 X.